and KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicolaus & Company, 244-7199.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Heavenly Donuts.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Heavenly Donuts.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Join us this year for the 18th annual Cascade Christmas, a song and dance extravaganza, a Reading tradition.
With a cast of nearly 30 characters singing and dancing on the Cascade Theater stage.
Come with me, Jack Radio, as we take a tour through the North Pole for the first time ever.
Happening one weekend only, December 1st through 4th. Featuring evening and matinee performances. Get tickets at 243-8877 or at CascadeTheater.org.
Come have a jingle good time at Cascade Christmas, the Reading tradition.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
It's fall, y'all, and Black Bear Diner wants to make sure you lean into pumpkin spice season. Sip on a pumpkin cold brew made with our deliciously smooth and full-bodied coffee blend to spice up an afternoon, or top off your next dinner with a slice of creamy pumpkin cheesecake. Start your day with pumpkin as well. Ask for pumpkin spice in your ever-popular sweet cream pancakes. We'll drizzle on some pumpkin spice sauce, add a dollop of whipped cream, and call it breakfast. Visit Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, offers a unique halo therapy experience to immerse yourself in salt. It can help with stress, anxiety, athletic performance, respiratory issues, snoring, long-haul COVID, help restore taste and smell. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave offers take-home salt packs for bloating, inflammation, and anxiety, salt lamps with color therapy, and gift certificates. Book now, 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Reading Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Reading. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back,
not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless heads.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stiefel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stiefel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
A Moment in History by KCNR Radio. In 1889, the Lady of Justice was placed on top of the dome of the Shasta County Courthouse. Later in 1959, the statue had lost her sword after high winds broke it from its hilt. The broken-off piece precariously perched on a platform surrounding the statue. Maintenance supervisor Lloyd Knox removed the sword so it wouldn't fall from the roof. The sword was repaired and returned later that year. By 1963, the statue was removed from the old courthouse by helicopter. It was then put in a brick monument on the courthouse lawn. Vandals started to attack the statue. Over the following years, the sword was stolen 3 times, the scales once. Someone tried to cut off the head with an axe. All the statue's fingers, except for the thumb on the left hand, were beaten away, and the back was so severely beaten it caused the pot iron she's made of to break away, creating a large hole in the center of her back. In 2008, it was removed for safekeeping and restoration to be placed in the new courthouse currently under construction.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
A Moment in History by KCNR Radio. The first reference to Shasta was made in 1814 by British explorer and fur trapper Alexander Henry, who wrote about the Shasta tribe of Indians living on the mountain. Another version suggests that Shasta is a corruption of the Russian word Tashel, meaning white or pure mountain. Russian fur trappers were in the area from 1812 to 1842. In 1827, Hudson Bay's company brigade leader Peter Skeen Ogden wrote in his diary, "I have named this river Sastine River. There is a mountain equal in height to Mount Hood or Vancouver. I have named it Mount Sastine." In later years, the words Shasti, Sastis, Chasta, Chastala, Sasti, and Sasti, or several more, were used, all references to Mount Shasta. Mail to the early Shasta residents arrived addressed to Shastea, Sasti, Sasta, and Shasti. This was contributed by Dottie Smith.
Good evening, Northern California. I think
took our, well, the old ones anyway, we took a trip in the DeLorean.
Back to ABBA. Remember, they offered them $1 billion to go back on tour one more time.
And
they said no?
And they said no.
They said no.
Yeah, Robert Plant was offered, I believe, $650 million to do the Led Zeppelin tour thing, and I think he turned it down once and then thought about it, something like that.
Well, I think they actually have come back now, and they're doing a tour, but they're doing it through avatars. So they've actually been in the studio recording in those body suits with, like, the little balls all over them where they're filming them, right? And I guess they're going to do something, but they're
digitally reanimate them.
They're not going to be there. Yeah, it's going to be like a hologram.
I don't know what I feel about that. They still get the $1 billion, but they just need to go
$1 billion.
But I mean, I feel cheated. If I paid like good money for that, I would feel cheated.
You know, though, I saw them.
It's like the holograms?
No, them shooting the hologram, and it's not the same.
It's not. Mm-hmm.
See, that's what
I looked at the girls, and I was like,
So, good evening, people? Northern California. This is Nigel, James, and a whole bunch of other people in the studio here. Yes. It's November 9th, 2022.
It is. And, the day after.
The day after.
We're not going there, James.
Yeah. The day after. It's going to be fun.
You can't ignore it 100%. That was my little nod to the world. Now we can go on.
Yeah. Well, now the fun starts. It's still somewhat winter. Yeah. I was surprised. I was expecting a heat wave by now.
Yeah, but it's hanging on.
It's hanging on. We're in the '50s. That's good.
Brad didn't know about that. You got trapped up north, didn't you?
Yeah, I was at a conference up in McLeod and then got snowed in.
It's like 4 or 5 inches.
It was really amazing time, actually.
My wife and I
walked into the McLeod Hotel, like, looking for a safe haven, and was shocked to find a really beautiful, like, Victorian-esque, old-school hotel with the fire roaring. And
was
it a Hallmark?
So for those who are listening and don't recognize the voices, Nigel, James.
Hello.
And we have Jason and Garrett and Brandon from the Reading Buzz team.
And we have a Buzz member over here. Unfortunately, we're one mic short.
We're two mics short.
And it's a birthday today, too.
It is his birthday. I told him I was going to sing him happy birthday on the radio, but he got upset.
Yeah. So he doesn't want no publicity.
ABBA will sing him happy birthday.
No, I'm going to do my best Marilyn.
Oh, my God. that's the gift that keeps on giving, James.
Can you do that 7:05?
Oh, 7:05.
Yeah. Okay. So we have our good friends with from Reading Buzz with us, and you guys have been busy.
Yeah,
busy like a
buzz.
You were buzzing around.
Buzzing around.
One of the hot tickets for the last couple. Well, one of the hottest conversations for the last 4 or 5 years has been the new Costco. Mm-hmm. And I believe you got a sneak peek in there today.
A little sneak peek.
Oh, you did today?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I did a walkabout, you know. Yeah.
So was that a good workout?
Oh, it was a good one, wasn't it, Garrett?
Oh, it was awesome.
It's big enough like the Outback, so it probably was a walkabout.
It was a walkabout because it's like extra 30,000 feet?
Extra 30,000 square feet.
Yeah, square feet, yeah.
But it was so big, we were having bad Wi-Fi reception. Yeah. So if you see the live, you're going to see a spot where we're like, oh, we're going to get back to the front where all the machinery is, where
the gas station looks huge.
30 pumps. And they'll have diesel. Pumps. That was
and
a big
diesel.
Thing they were fighting for, to get diesel pumps. So there'll be 30 pumps.
Well, I mean, they'll have pumps, but they won't have any diesel fuel to put in.
Probably not. The illusion of diesel will be there.
Someday.
We'll get diesel.
Maybe it'll be Avatar. Yeah.
What else did they say?
Avatar. Avatar. Diesel.
Avatar.
So an extra 30,000 feet. So you normally spoken, you know, when you scale up, you mean...
I was trying to process 30,000 square feet because that's just about 2,000 square feet smaller than my home. So I was trying to kind of figure out how. Like, what did that feel like?
We're all moving in.
But it's a huge difference. Like it makes you feel like it's three times the size of the current Costco that we have. Walk-in dairy cooler. Another thing they really wanted to do was being able to have supply, not having to worry, you know, to rely on some of the warehouses, because we saw, you know, during COVID and stuff, and even now we're still finding some supply chain issue. And they're like, we want to be able to have at least a couple of days just so we're not sitting there going, oh, with the trucks, we're waiting on the truck to come up from Sacramento or come down from Oregon. Mm-hmm. And so that was it's a really neat warehouse. It's the first pre-COVID warehouse built, I believe. I know in Northern California, but I believe it might be even California.
California.
Wow. You mean post-COVID?
Yeah,
post-COVID. Not pre-COVID.
No.
Yeah. Not doing that again.
And so, don't do that again. So in their mind, they were building with that in mind somewhat?
Yes. Huh. That was part of the design process. They're like, we
so
want to.
So what you're saying is when the supply chains stuff comes to an end, we can go to Costco
for 2 days.
Well, you should. You should. So.
2 days longer than most other
places. I know.
That's it. I'll
while,
take it.
While supplies
gives you better chances. Yeah.
But no, it's really.
Yeah,
neat.
It's going to be big. I mean, it's so big that when you walk in there, you feel like you're in a football stadium.
So let me ask: when you went in, are there only racks up with products?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
I would say they're probably 65% stocked.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the only thing they really don't have are perishables right now.
Mm.
But what was neat is when we were talking to the general manager, like, oh, so you guys should close the O building and then just, like, transfer a thing over. It's like, no, everything that's going into this will be brand new. That will go back and get sorted, and we'll either go to our discount distributor or we'll go to charitable like donations that they do. But no, everything in this Costco is brand spanking new. Hmm. And a lot of items we have never seen yet.
The number one question I have is, what does the food court look like?
The food court is amazing. That's the first place I checked out. I walked up there and I'm like, yeah, this is my game right here.
But they'll have 18 tables.
18?
So it's
a lot better.
It's going to be a lot bigger. And
see, I can't go into Costco because of those pallets of croissants.
Well, the bakery.
That's right. You have the week. Hey, that's right.
That's my week.
You have a week towards.
That's also a new thing. Some departments were actually having to share areas, like the bakery and like where they do the roast chicken. They were sharing ovens, and so it was so hard because you would have to clean them because of regulation. You know, order bread. Now
you don't want your croissant.
Your croissant and your chicken. But now, you know, they have their own departments, and they're like, well, we only have 4 ovens, now we have 10 ovens.
Excuse me, sir, where can I find the croissants? That would be in the croissant department.
Okay, so Reading Buzz got, like, an exclusive sneak peek?
Yeah, even before the news, I mean, the media, right? I mean, that was, like, it was awesome. We walked in there, and it's like, so, I mean, tomorrow, I believe, several other media will be there tomorrow, but that's tomorrow. We got it first on Buzz.
How's your live stream performing?
That did all right. I mean, it was choppy off and on, back and forth.
But you got some good views on Facebook.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Like how many, Gert?
We had 290 people watching live, but the post right now has reached about, I think, like 8,000, 9,000, and we're getting like 80 comments. You know, it's got like 42 shares or something like that. Like
it's gone.
We've seen a big uptick.
What we call it in marketing country is it has legs.
It's got legs.
It has legs,
running.
Baby.
It's got legs. And it's running.
So we need to reinvent the term for you because it's Reading Buzz. So it's got wings, right?
It's buzzing.
it's doing good.
We call that a
Reading Buzz. It has wings.
Ooh, yeah.
So we're doing something else with Reading Buzz next Tuesday.
Yeah.
First time?
First time.
This is the first time.
First time.
Yeah, next Tuesday.
So you're listening.
This is it, Bren, right?
Yeah, we're going to be doing
And the good news is, again, it's food related.
Yes, of course.
This is a food show.
If you like ice cream.
Say it loud and proud, Brendan. Yeah. Loud and proud.
We're going to be doing the ice cream social next Tuesday at
6 o'clock.
And enjoy the store.
At where, James?
I'm like, whatever.
And you know what? There's a story behind. We're going to go live with this, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a story behind finding the right scoop.
Right?
Yeah. There's a story behind that.
I'm still searching.
So I thought you had a scoop.
I got 5 of them, but I don't like any of them.
He's picky.
So we're going to have the first Reading Buzz Ice Cream Social.
That's right.
So because you've made a lot of friends, a lot of connections online, and this will be an opportunity for the Reading
community.
Buzzers.
Yeah. The Buzzers. Ooh.
The Buzzers.
Ooh.
Reading Buzzers.
Oh, I like it.
Coin it.
Buzzers. To come and talk to you guys. Meet you guys in person, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Come down to enjoy the store.
Yeah.
And everybody meet the team. Everybody's going to be there.
1261 Market.
Jason will be doing photos and autographs.
And Garrett will be wearing his cowboy hat from Texas.
And one of you will have a scoop in your hand and be helping to scoop ice cream.
That'll be Brandon. No, I'm not going to do that to Brandon.
Throw Brandon
my pleasure. I practiced scoop today in an edible bowl with an edible spoon for Nigel.
Okay.
And what did I say? I almost broke my forearm trying to get the ice cream to go. So I'm going to have to. I'm working with the freezer right now trying to dial it in so that it's firm but scoopable.
Yeah. Firm but
scoopable. Okay, listen. We're having too much fun here. This is great. We're at the end of the first break. Okay.
Oh.
And when we come back, we have a very special guest.
Yeah.
Stephanie, we'll see you in a minute.
And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When it comes to buying and selling real estate, one size does not fit all. Higher-priced homes sell differently than medium-priced homes. Make sure your realtor knows the difference and has the right tools to get your home sold for the highest price. Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor how they plan to sell your home and what they'll do differently to make your listing stand out. Ask your realtor what kind of experience they have in marketing and sales outside the real estate industry. Be sure to choose a realtor with solid marketing and sales training who also understands tech and internet advertising. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure to call the number one high-end home selling agent for the past 13 years, me.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today. And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When selling your home, you're probably already aware of the marketing tools realtors use to get the job done. But do you know how those tools are being leveraged? Are you getting the best possible exposure? Or is your realtor just doing the bare minimum? Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor what their vision is for marketing your home. Every home tells a story, and your realtor should showcase that story, utilizing creative photography, aggressive internet advertising, print media, and more. In addition, make sure your property is being marketed to other areas. Before you choose a realtor to represent you, ask if they plan to target more than just local buyers. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure Vista Real Estate is on your list.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
Good evening, Northern California. We're getting our groove on here. Nigel and James and Reading Buzz.
Yeah.
How's it going?
It's my jam.
Right? Wednesday, November night. There's a party going on in here.
That music and makes it all worthwhile.
Right?
That's yep.
Right. And just for those listening at 6:30 or so, we have Jessica Silva, my friend Jessica, calling in from Humboldt. We're going to be doing the Taste of Humboldt next year, so this would be a good prelude to that. But right now, we have a very special guest in the studio. First time and ever on the radio.
She's brave to be here with us.
She's brave. brave. You know? Stephanie.
Yes. Stephanie Croce.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Everyone pronounces it different. From Shasta Cruising, Shasta Halloween, and Shasta Christmas.
Ta-da!
Ta-da.
Right. So I'm going to say Shasta Halloween just came and went, right?
Oh,
so now
yeah.
We're getting into Shasta
Christmas.
So you run a number of Facebook pages. Is it just Facebook or Facebook, Instagram?
Just Facebook.
Facebook. Mm-hmm.
Groups. Yeah, so it's more interactive. Like, I know Reading Buzz is a page. We're more groups, so we have, like, more content where the people can upload and comment.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Yeah, so it's a little bit different.
So it's a much more participation.
Yeah.
You know, project.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because our whole goal is to get people aware of things going on in the community.
Yeah.
So we try to promote everything and anything we can to help promote all of the events going on locally in the community.
And you started this during COVID?
Yeah. So we started, when COVID hit, we started Shasta Cruising because of Cool April Nights not being able to do what they did.
Mm-hmm.
And we just kind of wanted to keep the car community together, plan events. You know, we did cruises through neighborhoods when it was like, we didn't really know what COVID was. So so it was safer.
Yeah.
And it was a blast. And then once everything started opening up, we would go to businesses and organizations and go, we're going to go to this restaurant today and we're going to go support them because they haven't had business in a while.
I have a hard time with the word cruise because what comes to my mind is back in the day when we were young here. We used to cruise.
Maine.
Market
right
Street and go around the mall,
yes.
You know, and it was fun.
Yeah.
And then
you have to be very careful in the usage of that because you cannot promote that kind of.
What a shame. You should be able to drive around in cars as much as you want.
See, when I think of Shasta Cruising, I think of a cruise liner, so there's a disconnect. I think
cruise. Yeah, I guess that too. But I know because I'm not nowhere near the ocean. I don't think of boats. I think of.
So your group took off, right?
Yes.
And then exploded.
Yeah.
Define exploded. So how many people you got?
Over 5,000 in 3 years we've been doing it. Yeah. Each group has about 5,000, 6,000 members, and it just keeps growing. Every time we have an event and we promote, we just grow and grow and grow and grow.
Great. So now you have Shasta Halloween.
Yes, and that's the most successful group because I think everyone, well, I assume everyone loves Halloween.
Yeah.
But that's the most events we get giving back to the community. I freaking love Halloween, too. So that's my baby.
Uh-huh.
We did the Shasta.
Free chocolate.
All the time.
Just candy, but how you could be somebody else for one night, yeah. Which is awesome.
So I think we had 64 events happening in the month of October for Shasta Halloween. It was a lot. And then we host Shasta Boo Cruise, which is, we had 35 houses that you go around the two Saturdays.
Boo Cruise?
Yeah.
Oh,
cool. Everything's cruise related.
Yeah.
Yeah. You go around in the 35 of the best houses.
So it's like Christmas lights.
Yes.
You do things. And let me tell you, in my neighborhood alone, there are people that go off on Halloween. Mm-hmm. I mean,
they're probably on the map.
You can't even see their house. It's literally.
The whole thing.
Drive by and you're like, my God, where do they store all that stuff?
Storage.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we have Christmas lights and sights happening. Same thing, but Christmas, mm-hmm. Christmas related. We call it Christmas lights and sights
because
we also like to incorporate organizations and businesses that like do hot cocoa and cookies. So you mm-hmm. go to, I can't say their names yet because they haven't confirmed, but you go to a really well established restaurant and they'll give the kids hot cocoa and cookies and you go on your tour. Or their mm-hmm. one night will be brownies or mini cupcakes or.
Are they going to do multiple nights every night for a certain period of time that you're guessing at this point?
Yeah, so Christmas is a lot easier. Halloween, we have to, there's a big production because there's fog machines, there's a lot of stuff we don't do every night. So there was two nights we did Boo Cruise. Christmas, you turn on the lights and they're on. There's nothing to it. Like, different businesses and restaurants are signing up. We usually just do it Friday and Saturday because that's the busy mm-hmm. nights.
Well, I would love to sign up.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I think our business will sign up.
Okay, and then they just stop by and you pick what you want to do.
Yeah.
And then.
This year we're going to have snow.
Oh, I freaking hope so.
Yeah. We actually have our machine. It actually came.
Oh,
okay. So,
that's
cool. So you're obviously very, very active.
Oh, you meant snow.
So you're very active in the community.
Yes.
And that's how you came across Mr. Buzz himself. Because
mm-hmm.
I think, I don't know if anybody is as active as Jason and his crew.
The whole team is going crazy.
Thanks for coffee.
Yeah.
So how did you guys know each other?
Oh, that's interesting, huh?
Yeah.
Take it away, Steph. Back to you.
No, he just picked up on it. I think that he knows, he sees how I am community driven. I'm not doing it for me. I'm not doing it for a business. I'm not doing it to promote anything.
But it's okay. You love those holidays. So.
Oh, I get
it passionately. It's down deep it is for you in a way.
Yes.
But
it warms my soul. Yes. But it's not. It's for nothing else but to.
I know exactly what you're saying, but I mean, you got to have a little bit of that in there.
Well, I wouldn't do it if it.
Passion.
I wouldn't do it if it didn't.
Float your boat.
Yeah, float my boat. Yeah.
Cruise your car.
Yeah. And then I meet amazing people. I mean, just the car club community itself. There's amazing people in this community that just love. To show off their cars. So.
Well, we've always, Joy has always been a big supporter of Cool April Nights. Mm-hmm. We have done, I think we've done a total of six drive-ins with our Joy Movies in the Park.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's always been one of my favorite things is being able to set up on the convention center lawn and
broadcast
with our FM transmitter into their, you know, their front seats and have people, you know, hanging out in their cars watching, you know, American Graffiti or whatever it might be. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah.
So how many Facebook groups do you run now?
Three. Yes.
And you're sticking at three or just going to add three more?
Well, I also have a full-time job. and my partner, we started this, Sarah. Hi, Sarah. We actually met in a group feed for some, you know, rebellious cruise because Cool April Nights stopped and they did, like, remember mm-hmm. that first year they did that huge cruise around town?
Yeah.
We just met in a chat and we started
chatting.
Well,
it was hit by transition of ownership and then also COVID. It had some beat up. Yeah.
But they were like, no, we could do this. And the community got together and just said, F-fit, can I say F-fit?
There's a 7-second delay there.
So. Okay.
But we try not to use. Only James uses the 7-second delay.
But we literally met in a chat and we're like, no, like let's put something legitimate together and get it on the right track. Like running the streets, like crazy people is not going to work. Like let's organize it and make it a something.
Yeah.
So just like Jason, have you learned anything about our community by starting these groups and how fast they've exploded?
This community is wonderful. Like, mm-hmm. everyone, if anyone needs something, someone will always be there. Mm-hmm. That's the most beautiful part. Like, I don't think I would still be doing this 3 years later if I didn't get back what I was giving. Mm-hmm. So that's the most.
So 3 years later, are your group still growing?
Oh, hugely, yeah. Every event, so Halloween pass, I get a boost.
So people can find you on Facebook?
Yes.
The Facebook groups, are they open groups?
Yeah, No. Yeah, it's all open. No.
Shasta Christmas, Shasta Halloween.
Shasta Cruise.
Right? Shasta Cruise.
Yep.
Yes, very good.
My brain's exploding.
So how did you guys...
Of things that I've come
yeah,
up with.
No. Can you remember the first event?
Didn't we... was it at the airport or was it at Cicada that we met and we started talking about promoting
I think it was the airport.
Was it
so
the airport?
Back when Benton was doing their thing. And I think we just ran into each other and I was like, hey, you...
And I was like, what, to promote anything that's community-driven?
Yeah.
And you're in it.
And we kept bumping into each other. Yeah. And I'm like...
So one of the things I like about this community, when you get the right people together, where there's no competition. So I love the fact that, you know, Reading Buzz is community-driven, promotes the community, but yet promotes you because you're community-driven and you promote each other, which is the way it should be,
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So are you originally from here?
No, my husband is. So I moved up here. I work for PG&E. I'm a proud member of IBEW 1245. So I do work full-time, but I transferred back up here to work for the hydro powerhouses up here.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Very good. So what else we got?
Join your pages.
Yes, please
join
your pages.
Join your pages.
If there's a business in town, and they want to participate in Shasta Christmas, they contact you.
Yep, and I'm all over the group, so it's hard not to find me on any of the groups. Yeah.
And so, what do they need to do to participate?
Really, just come up with your own concept. Some people did. Cheese and cracker cups. I mean, there's so many different things you can do for the cruise. I mean, as long as it's family friendly and it won't spill in a car.
You get a bunch of them and people are just driving from one place to the other.
Well, I'm only going
to get to eat dinner through the night.
I'm only going to promote one business a night.
Oh, okay.
I wish I could say the names, but they're not in song.
No, I totally get it now. Because I was every night for a certain period of time, it's like, boy, when you're done, the smorgasbord, you're going to be full.
Yeah. No, one night will be cocoa and cookies at a specific location. Everyone goes there, goes on the cruise.
Yeah, keep bringing it up because soon you're going to slip.
Yeah. I'm trying not to.
So if you're a business, and if this is done correctly, then on their given night, all of a sudden 1,000 people may show up.
Yes, and then a lot of the restaurants give in dine discounts, so you sit there and eat, but then they have the taco, cooked snacks, whatever it may be. Hmm. So it's like a 15-20% discount to eat, and then you get a little snacky poo to go.
Excellent,
love it.
Thank you, snacky poo.
I'm in snacky poos.
Thank you for coming in.
I had no,
I'm banned. I'm kind of banned from Facebook, so I don't even know it exists. Oh.
Those of us that are still seen and graced in the community and the world have our account.
So Shasta Halloween, Shasta
Christmas
Cruise, now it's Shasta Christmas.
Yep.
Shasta Christmas Facebook group. Yep. Go say hi. Talk to Stephanie.
Yes.
Grow your business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
We'll be back.
Yeah. Thanks, Stephanie.
And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When it comes to buying and selling real estate, one size does not fit all. Higher-priced homes sell differently than medium-priced homes. Make sure your realtor knows the difference and has the right tools to get your home sold for the highest price. Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor how they plan to sell your home and what they'll do differently to make your listing stand out. Ask your realtor what kind of experience they have in marketing and sales outside the real estate industry. Be sure to choose a realtor with solid marketing and sales training who also understands tech and internet advertising.
interview at least 3 realtors, and make sure to call the number one high-end home selling agent for the past 13 years, me.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today. And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When selling your home, you're probably already aware of the marketing tools realtors use to get the job done. But do you know how those tools are being leveraged? Are you getting the best possible exposure? Or is your realtor just doing the bare minimum? Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor what their vision is for marketing your home. Every home tells a story, and your realtor should showcase that story, utilizing creative photography, aggressive internet advertising, print media, and more. In addition, make sure your property is being marketed to other areas. Before you choose a realtor to represent you, ask if they plan to target more than just local buyers. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure Vista Real Estate is on your list.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
Just turn this into a groove show. Good evening, Northern California. Is Hart interrupt the song?
Master in the control booth.
Yeah. You could be a DJ, dude. Get people going. Anyway, good evening, Northern California. Nigel and James and the Reading Buzz crew. And speaking of food, I believe, Jessica, are you on the line?
Oh, did they call you?
I'm here.
Oh, hello.
Good evening, Jessica. So, one of the projects that that James and I are doing, that I'm doing, is California Venture District, where we're trying to elevate our various counties and especially the relationship between Shasta and Humboldt, which is organically very active. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been going over to Humboldt County for about 3 years ago, 3 years now. And I would say about, 6-7 months ago, we came up with the idea of a Taste of Humboldt,
mm-hmm.
and we had our first little meeting, and that's where I met Jessica. Now, talking about Facebook groups, Jessica runs the Humboldt Foodie Group.
Yeah.
And Jessica, you have how many members now?
We're at over 18,000 now.
Wow. 18,000 people in the Humboldt Foodie Group. Now, first I didn't know why, but now that I've been over there a number of times, and Jessica and my good friend Ken Hammack, they've been touring. We've been cruising.
There you go.
The Humboldt Cruise. We've been cruising various restaurants. And now I can see why it's such an active foodie community. Because
Humboldt's a very active county in general.
Yes.
I mean, in so many different areas of production and food. Yeah. And
so, Jessica, you're one of the food connoisseur experts over there. Why don't you give give our listeners a little insight into why Humboldt?
Oh, man, what a great question. I mean, for me, Humboldt is just beautiful. Humboldt has really turned into home for me. I'm a transplant. I've only been here for going on 9 years. But it's so lovely here, and we have, I think honestly, COVID has taught us that if you're going to go through the apocalypse, then the Humboldt is the place to be. We have all of our food that is grown locally. We've got a lot of great drink makers here. There's cannabis here. We really have everything that we needed without, you know, really falling victim to the supply chain issues that we dealt with the past couple of years. So, but even before that, like, I just knew that this place was amazing, and the food here is just so fresh. It's so different than what I'm used to in Southern California with lots of chains. Everything here is mom and pop and just super elevated and fresh and delicious.
So,
that's a great description. That's exactly.
Well, you know, it is true. If you had to go through the apocalypse, mm-hmm. Humboldt would actually be a very good place to do it. I got to admit.
Totally.
Yeah.
Right? Because the other cool thing about Humboldt, I got to admit, is they have so many little microclimates.
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm. Right?
Sure.
I mean, you can be in the rain and the cold, on a semi-regular basis, or you can scoot up into the mountains and fry your butt off, right?
Totally. Well, the nice thing is that it's temperate here all year long, so we get different seasonal like veggies that you wouldn't normally get anywhere up and down in the breadbasket of California when you're more like inland. So being coastal, being temperate, we have a really unique food microclimate here, and I'm really very spoiled.
Yeah. So one of the reasons why we're bringing you on is because Taste of Humboldt, we are actually organizing a Taste of Humboldt event, right? Mm-hmm. Next year, right? And so we're foaming the runway now. our good friends at Reading Buzz have a huge audience. You have a huge audience. So I think this is going to be great. But we're going to be doing a week-long event, food event. So everybody's going to be happy. Everybody here is rubbing their belly. Like,
we like food.
Can we just get this thing going now? Right? Going. So we've penciled out August 8th through August 12th. Someone's sleeping. Someone's sleeping in the studio.
How dare he?
We've penciled
it's
out
on his birthday. Even.
I know.
We've penciled out August 8th through the 12th, and Monday through Saturday. And so we're going to be hitting all of Humboldt County, right? Garberville, Ferndale,
yep.
Willow Creek. Did we say Trinidad?
No.
Trinidad, Eureka, and Arcata. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we're
Pacific
still
Pacific Ocean,
right? And we're in conversations regarding the whole Oyster Fest thing.
Yeah,
so
now we're talking.
So that should be pretty good. Now you've taken us on a tour to some of these restaurants, and I'm still full. The Sushi Blue is I'm still thinking about
I'm
that.
I'm so jealous.
Right now, So Jason, our Jason from Reading Buzz, he's actually from Humboldt, right?
I was born in Humboldt. Yeah, Humboldt baby, right here. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say the year though.
1868.
Not from you, Garrett.
Did they have calendars back then?
No, California really. Wasn't a state.
They had rocks and.
It didn't have an ocean then. It was part of Pangea.
The Pangea moment.
So that was the first apocalypse.
Yeah. That was the first one, yeah.
Okay, so where are you from in Humboldt?
McKinleyville.
Yeah. McKinleyville, there you go. So, and I see you going over there semi-regularly. And Jessica, it's because of Jason that I had to partake of the Lighthouse Grill.
that's right.
Oh, that mashed potato cone.
Yeah, did you try the potato cone? I mean, the gravy in it. And I'm serious. I'm hungry.
Yep.
I'm sure it's much better than the cozy cone at Disneyland where they put the mac and cheese and gravy in the edible cone from, what is it, that?
Yeah, but it costs and it costs like $103.
Yeah,
okay, right.
No, that's not.
McKinleyville is a great little town. We actually get one of our products for Enjoy the Store there, and that is Johnstein Tree Farm.
Oh,
wow. They have world-renowned growing. What do you call it? They make they grow seedlings for restoration, for forestry, and all kinds of stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. And they have all these really beautiful seed kits that we carry in the store.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I know a lot of people like to go from Shasta and our surrounding area to Humboldt.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to carve out a week-long event, we can actually go to tasteofhumboldt.com now and sign up for the Taste of Humboldt newsletter that we're going to start sending out here pretty soon. I'm looking forward to this, Jessica.
Me too. I can't wait to just spend the whole week like eating everything in sight.
Make sure you find the perfect pair of stretch pants.
If that's not heaven, I don't want to go.
You know what I love over there is the oyster shooters. Love the oyster shooters, man. Right off the BBQ, man, a little Tabasco, a little twist of lime, a pinch of salt, and
yeah, now we're talking.
Yeah, oysters are definitely what we're known for here. We're such a prolific producing area. Like, I've never loved oysters more than living here. And it's a good thing too, because I get to do judging at Oyster Fest usually, and I basically am just downing like 36 oysters.
So how do you sign up for that?
It's hard work. Yeah. Honestly,
we may know some people.
I think it's just nepotism. People are like, she's a foodie girl, and you know, I have friends in high oyster places, I guess.
High oyster places.
The pearl.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. You know, well, it's kind of funny because, you know, the whole oyster thing is another one of those industries that I had no clue about.
But it's huge.
But once we started digging into Oyster Fest and everything that goes along with it, and then you look at it from a state level, and then you look at it from a national level, international level, like the whole oyster business is crazy. It's a multi-layered, huge business. I had no clue.
Well, The oyster production in Humboldt is a gem of the world. I mean, it's one of the few that, you know, starts from breeding at infancy and to maturity, but they produce stock that they can actually transport almost anywhere in the world because the water isn't contaminated. So, you know, a lot of the seafood stocks and things that people raise aren't necessarily able to go to other countries and go into their waterways, mm-hmm. you know, because of contamination. And Humboldt Bay is one of the ones that is still clean, and they can actually ship their products for...
World renowned.
Yeah, for, you know, propagating other starter cultures and stuff in other parts of the world.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I did not know that, James. Thank you for clarifying.
I got that information from Captain Sebastian.
So that's it, Captain Sebastian. So hey, if you're listening and you're ready, go talking about you're on Facebook already, signing up for Shasta Christmas and Reading Buzz and all that kind of stuff. Make your way over to the Humboldt Foodie Group, right? Mm-hmm. Join the Foodie Group.
Sign
up the Foodie Group and. Through Taste of Humboldt, we're starting to highlight some of the amazing people, some of the amazing chefs, and some of the restaurants that we've been going to. And you know, you may want to pop over there a few times before the Taste of Humboldt starts.
I think we do too. Yeah. I think we're going to take a few more day trips.
I'm about to say Reading Buzz Humboldt day trip.
I'm wondering, Jessica, if you can maybe just call out a few maybe like lesser known gems, hole in the wall places, just to put them on the map for us so I can take notes of them right now.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Absolutely. Those are like the best places. Let's see. Vista Del Mar is one of my favorite bars. They've got a pool. Well, they used to have a pool table. I don't know if they still have it. I think they may have taken it away. But their food is really what you got to go there for. What else? The Lighthouse Grill that we mentioned. It's amazing.
Sushi Blue.
Sushi Blue is incredible. It's some of the best sushi I've ever had. I've been very fortunate to eat sushi all over the world, and this is totally unique. It's avant-garde. It still pays homage to tradition, but it's very unique, and I totally recommend Sushi Blue to anybody. Mm.
One more was 5-Eleven.
5-Eleven.
Yes, 5-Eleven. The chef there is amazing. His name is Josh Wiley. He grows some of the produce in his backyard. He gets veggies at the farmer's market, which is behind the restaurant. I mean, it's just incredible. And he's making some of the most delicious food. It's innovative. It's comforting. It's local. It's sustainable. I'm just a huge fan of good quality fine dining that was grown like right where I live.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I just joined.
I'm joining.
Jessica,
I got the phone now.
Jessica approved you to join the.
No, it says that I am waiting for approval.
Oh, okay.
I have just approved you. Welcome to my group.
Thank you.
It says that if you live close to Humboldt County, are we close enough?
We definitely have a few members that are from Mendocino, from Trinity, from Lake County. We definitely like to be inclusive because we are hoping, you know, for more tourists to come here and enjoy our county.
Oh, yeah. Right. Definitely got some Shasta fans out here.
Awesome. Well, yeah, Jessica, thank you very much. I'm sure we'll be talking about Taste of Humboldt on a semi-regular basis here.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Jessica.
And we'll be right back.
And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When it comes to buying and selling real estate, one size does not fit all. Higher-priced homes sell differently than medium-priced homes. Make sure your realtor knows the difference and has the right tools to get your home sold for the highest price. Hi, I'm Chad Phillips of Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor how they plan to sell your home and what they'll do differently to make your listing stand out. Ask your realtor what kind of experience they have in marketing and sales outside the real estate industry. Be sure to choose a realtor with solid marketing and sales training who also understands tech.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.